Hey guys, it's Maggie May, and this is episode 3 of the Yellow Stiletto podcast. My voice is a little bit gravelly today, so I apologize in advance, or maybe like that kind of thing. I don't know, but we're gonna chat anyway. So today, what I want to talk to you about, it's just such a huge thing. It's a big deal, guys. So I want to talk to you about what is you're like, what? Yeah, what is? So I've been working through a program, and the entire program is fundamentally based on language, how we use language, how powerful language is. What we can do with it. So consider that the United States wasn't the United States until it was declared, the Declaration of Independence, to be the United States. And that's fundamentally true, right? So declarations are huge, super important. I'm just going to warn you, this is not it's not a call or a chat about positive affirmations, so you can lay your concerns to rest. I have some water. I'm trying to get the vocal cords warmed up here. So it's not that. But what language does give us the ability to do is fix something in your mind. So if you have an object around you and you just look at it and you can name it, right? So that is a purse, that is a water bottle. It is a glass, it is a mug, whatever that is a laptop. And once something is something, it is fixed. You know, we always call a glass a glass. We never, you know, you might describe it. It might be the blue glass, the red glass, the tall glass, the short glass, but it always is that thing. So consider bringing, in the fundamental is of things, look at how that is in play in your life, in other things that are not objects, and how that really can objectify or create something that is not an object into, transform that into an object. So, for example, that person is a liberal, right? That person is a Republican. That person is a socialist. That person is an anarchist. And once you've got them in that box of is, depending on how you feel about the is, it's fixed. It's fixed for you in your mind, and it comes with all of the things that are associated in your mind that contain the properties of that thing. So, let's go back to the glass metaphor. Glass, it's hard, it's cold, it's you can hold liquid, So let's on the flip side go to conservatives there. Selfish, insensitive, exclusive, right? Let's apply that to the worst things that people say about liberals. They're insane, emotional, illogical, greedy. Some of you liberals are laughing about greedy. I consider, supporting taxation of individuals up and over 40% to be greed. So maybe that's a new perspective for you, but that's what that is to me. So the is. So once we've is'd something or someone, then that's who they are, and they no longer can be anything else to us. It closes off all future possibilities that are outside of that is. So if you've is'd someone is a liberal, I'm sure that there are fiscally conservative liberals out there. I know there are. I used to be a Democrat, so I know there are. But if you is them and you attack them in that way, you will never be able to build a bridge with that person, and you will never be able to get anything done because you put them in a box, and likely they have put you in a box as well. Same thing with Republicans. There's Republicans that support gun reform. But if I'm a super hardcore liberal and I find out someone's a conservative, I might automatically label them as pro-NRA, because that's what comes with the label that is. Same thing with religion. You can, you know, someone is an atheist, someone is a Christian, someone is a Muslim. So what I encourage you today, and my message today for you, is to just look in your life at your labels. Because once something is something, it's never ever going to be able to be anything else. And some of you are saying to yourselves, well, that's fine. And that's fine for you. But some of us desperately, desperately want to collect human potential, combine it, and improve this planet Earth that we're all walking upon. And for those of us who are on that mission together, it is very, very important that we watch our is's. That is how we get into tribalized mentality, where, or team mentality, where if you're not on my team, don't talk to me. If you're on their team, don't talk to me. We are divided as people, and it is because of is. So we see images of things that are certain ways, and we automatically apply that to everything else. Our brains are very, very good at making shortcuts. That's why logo recognition works so well in marketing. You see a yellow M, you're thinking McDonald's. Those are the golden arches, right? You see a mermaid in a green circle, that's Starbucks. You see the Nike swish, you know that's Nike. Your brain doesn't every time see that symbol as something fresh and new and starting from a new possibility at all. It goes right to the shortcut. So if you've ised feminists as man-haters, every time you encounter a feminist, you're going to have to be responsible for that is. That's important. It's important that we start taking responsibility, not only economic responsibility for ourselves. That's much easier to do. Let's start taking responsibility for our view. Much harder. Much more energy. It's very easy to be cynical and negative and point out differences. Let's look for the middle ground. Let's look for inclusion. Let's look for where we can progress, where we agree, how we can move forward together. Where are those is's in your life? Your mother-in-law is what? You've ised your children. That one is that way, and this one is that way. This is the smart one. This is the funny one. This is the shy one. This is the outgoing one. It's no longer fresh and new possibility for you. They already is a way. Your spouse is this way. Your brother is this way. Your boss is this way. And you really start to look at that, and you can see that you've nearly ised everyone. And not only individuals, but whole entire groups of people. Right? Whole entire groups of people. For those of us who want to move forward together, it is incredibly confronting to come to terms with the fact that you've ised someone, put them in a box, and you no longer have access to their human potential. Because they are that way, they is that way, and that is fixed for you, and that is it. I'm quiet now because I know you're thinking about it. all humans are complete, untapped, pure potential. And the limitations that we put on each other are constant. And we can't help that. This is not a guilt trip, by the way. This is how we're wired. We can't help how we're wired. Once you have a label for something, it is that. Tree is a tree. A glass is a glass. We take those labels, though, and we apply them to people. And you are not is one thing, are you? No, I'm not. I'm a mother and a wife and an entrepreneur and completely obsessed with goat cheese right now. And that is fluid and is always changing. And I used to be a Democrat and now I'm a libertarian. Like, and I used to not vote and now I do. And so I can be anything and you can be anything. Anything that you want to be and work toward. And if you know that and you believe that and you believe that in other people, then you really got to check your is-is. That's another word for that is prejudiced, right? We just take a group of people and we say these people are that way. And we're moving into a space together, collective as humans, where we now agree that that is not okay. That it's not okay to go around labeling people and putting them in boxes. I mean, just look at gender. That person's a man, that person is a woman. That's changing. Some people aren't happy about that, but quite honestly, I don't care if they're not happy about it, because it's not up to you. Culture is not up to you. You know, at one point in time in history, it was completely okay to own another human being, and it wasn't that very long ago. Is there still pockets in the world where people own other human beings? Absolutely. But fundamentally, if you ask someone, is it okay to own a human being? They would say no. That's another is, by the way, slavery. Slavery is an is. Is slavery okay? No is the answer now, right? And it didn't used to be. So we are moving together. And the 99% of us will get there, and the 1% of us won't get there, and that's fine. So the way that we look at gender is changing, and it is all part of that fundamental is. And what happens when we let those constraints fall away about what is a man or what is a woman is more pure, untapped human potential. I can feel that a lot of you are feeling very confused right now. Like, who is this woman? Who is this woman that supports economic freedom and social liberation and the ability to choose and lead and live your life and encourages other people to drop their labels? That's who I am in the world. That's what I'm up to. I am up for the powerful, complete, positive, compassionate transition of the human race. And we're ready. We're moving. We are moving forward. And we are moving forward together. And I know if you're listening to this that you're about that. So if you're about that, take a look at your is-is. And let me know if you found one that you can drop. Just drop it. You don't have to work it out. You don't have to figure out, oh, well, that's because when I was 5, my mom said this, and forever then I always thought those people were that way. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to say, oh, that's funny, and then let it go. Especially in politics, you guys, especially in politics. That's why we don't get anything done. Everyone's upset that Congress doesn't get anything done, but when one person crosses the aisle, they burn him at the stake. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. That is why we don't get anything done. Yeah, you know, I know you're about tax reform, but you're wearing a blue shirt, so I can't support you. Yeah, I know you're about, I want to say gay marriage, but that's completely resolved in my mind. But let's just say that. I know you're about gay marriage, but you're wearing a red shirt, so I can't support you. No, you guys, No. Not okay, okay? The libertarians, you know where you do it now. Stop. We're better than them. Stop azing people because they're a socialist or they're an ANCAP or whatever. Stop it. That person is a person. All right. Oh, I feel better. You guys feel better? You guys looking? Are you thinking about it? Are you looking in your life? Who have you ized? What group of people have you ized? Should we start a hashtag? Who have you ized today? People would be so confused. That grammar is not correct. You're right. It's not correct. All right, guys. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to me. I really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.